Meister Sheni, Perak Alf, Mishnah Zion. Ein Leuchen Avodim, Ushfachos, Vikarkos, Uvehem, Betmea, Midme, Meister Sheni. One is not allowed to buy, even in Yushalayim, obviously, Avodim, Shvachos, Karkos, and even a Behem Betmea, since it's not, we're not allowed to eat a Behem Betmea, with money of Meister Sheni, like the Rav explains, the Torah says, Babakar Uvatsoin, so it has to be something that's an oichel, something that's a food. And these things aren't a food, or even if they are, they're not fitting to eat. Vim lakach, and what if you did buy them? Yoichel kenegdan. So here what you would have to do, you no longer have the money of your maaser sheni, so you'd have to go, sounds like, and buy something else in Yerushalayim that's the same value as the money that you should have had, that you should have been able to use. So now that you don't have that money anymore, go take that same value and buy something else to eat in Yerushalayim. Now the Rav explains, this must be dealing with a case where the moicher ran away, because if the moicher is still around, it's a mekach tos, and you should just be able to get your money back and give the eved, for example, back to the guy. So it has to be where the guy ran away, if it's b'shoigig. Or the Rav says, or the cases where it was b'mezid, so it's not a mekach tos. And therefore you have to go, and even if the seller is around, there's nothing you can do. Rather, what you would do is you would have to take other money and buy other foods. However, the Achronim, Reb Kiva Eger, Taisis Chadoshim, based on Gemara and Kiddushin, it's mashma that even b'mezid, it always has to be returned in this case. And even the Rambam here says, like the Rav, that it's dafka b'shoigeg it would have to be returned, and the Mishnah is dealing with either b'mezid or the seller ran away, but the Rambam himself, it seems that it's choizer b'chiburo in his Yad HaChazaka. So either way, if the seller is not around, so that has to be the case according to those shitas, that the seller is not around, because otherwise, even if it's b'mezid, you always have to return it. But regardless, the seller's not around, and you have to go and buy Kenegdon. Mishnah continues, Ein mevin kinei zavin, v'kinei zavis, v'kinei yoldois. Person is not allowed to bring kinei zavim or zavis. That we know that a zav or a zava would have to bring two tairim u'shnei b'nei yoyna. These birds they would have to bring for the karbanos, v'kinei yoldos, also a lady that gave birth, she would also have to bring a carbon. Chatos v'ashamos, also if a person has a chiv of a chatos or an asham. Midmei Meiser Sheni. None of these things can come from money of Meiser Sheni, like the Rav explains, because anything that's a choiva can only come from chulin. Person is not allowed to pay back a debt of his from money of Meiser Sheni. And since these things are chiyuvim for these people, one is not allowed to try to kill two birds with one stone. That's pretty funny, because we're dealing with two birds here. You can't kill two birds for two things here. Rather, the money has to be used for personal, whether karbonos for shlamim or personal needs, but you can't use it for chayvus. Vim hevi, and if you did it, yoichel kenegdam. Here you would have to do, like in the previous case, you didn't do right, and you'd have to now take out of your pocket and go buy something else in your shlam of equal value and eat it. Zaklal, kol shu chutz la'achila, uvilishasiyo, ulusicha midmei meiser sheni, yoichel kenegdo. So the klal is anything that's outside of achila, or shasiyo or sichas. So you can't eat, drink, or use it to anoint yourself, and you use that, midmei meiser sheni, yoichel kenegdo, you'd have to go and purchase, now that you don't have the meiser sheni money and used it for the wrong thing, you have to purchase something of equal value and eat it in its place.